This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukrainian authorities on Friday gradually restored power, aided by the reconnection of the country's four nuclear power plants. But millions of people were still left in the dark after the most devastating Russian airstrikes of the war. We get details from VOA's Marissa Melton.
He said 6 million people were still without power, half as many as there were in the immediate aftermath of the Russian assault on Wednesday. He urged Ukrainians to use one of the thousands of so-called points of invincibility recently deployed across Ukraine. They're stations where one can go for basic services to recharge electronics, get warm, or pick up water or first aid supplies. Wednesday's attacks caused the worst damage so far in the conflict, leaving millions of people with no light, water, or heat, even as temperatures fall below zero. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Authorities say that a fire in an apartment building in northwestern China's Xinjiang region has left 10 people dead, 9 injured. It was the second major fire in the country this week, leaving a total of 48 dead. The Thursday night fire struck the building in the regional capital, where temperatures fall below freezing at night. The blaze took around 3 hours to extinguish. The local government says the injured were all expected to survive, and the cause of the fire is under investigation. State media reports say the dead and injured inhaled toxic smoke, but had not been under a strict COVID-19 lockdown and were able to leave their apartments. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. For more than 3 weeks, supporters of Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro have blocked roads and camped out military buildings across the nation. They refuse to accept his narrow defeat in October's election and are pleading for intervention from the armed forces or marching orders from their commander-in-chief. Protests have gotten increasingly tense in a handful of states, where authorities have described tactics akin to terrorism. Bolsonaro has dropped out of public view and has not disavowed the recent emergence of violence. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn is reporting that there are concerns of another wave of coronavirus infections flaring up after holiday gatherings.
They're already seeing increases in places like Arizona and Florida, where a pediatric hospital in Orlando is at capacity because of the triple threat of COVID, the flu, and the RSV respiratory virus. Nationally, new COVID cases spurred by the Omicron variant averaged more than 39,000 this week, with an average of 340 people dying each day.
That is AP's Jackie Quinn reporting. Authorities investigating the fatal shootings of 6 people at a Walmart said that the shooter bought the gun just hours before and left a note on his phone listing grievances against coworkers. Police in Chesapeake, Virginia issued a news release Friday that says that they conducted a forensic analysis of the Walmart supervisor Andre Bing's phone. Police say he was the shooter and was found dead at the scene of the shooting late Tuesday of an apparently self-inflicted gunshot wound. A cruise ship passenger who was missing for hours is found alive in the Gulf of Mexico. AP correspondent Mike Hempen.
The Coast Guard says the 28-year-old man was last seen Wednesday night and was rescued on Thanksgiving night. Carnival Cruise Line says the man was with his sister at a bar on the Carnival Valor at 11 p.m. Wednesday. He went to use the bathroom and never returned. His sister reported him missing the next day. A cargo ship saw a person in the water about 20 miles south of Southwest Pass, Louisiana, and the mouth of the Mississippi River. After the man was hoisted into a helicopter at about 8:30 Thursday night, he confirmed he was the missing cruise ship passenger. He was taken for medical care. The Coast Guard calls the rescue a miracle. I'm Mike Hempen.
You can find more at voanews.com. Again, that is voanews.com via remotes. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.